I actually go to Mind Groups, and she, the lady group leader there, mentioned 4YP because she thought I could do with some counselling, and it went from there, really. Got counselling near enough straight away, and...
Did you know you needed it?
I'd been asking for it for years, but only got told, like, the ones you have to pay for, which is highly expensive,
yeah.
And just, you know, was never going to happen. And then after a couple of counselling sessions, my counsellor took me downstairs and talked to a couple of people about, like, some problems they thought they could help me with, and they did. And then from there, I started going to the drop-ins, which is actually the cooking class.
Yeah.
And although there is a lot of obesity, people don't look at the other side, which is under-eating, because I used to be a bulimic and anorexic, so I totally agreed with what Dawn said. There's two sides to that coin.
Kelly, how long have you been going to 4YP now?
Since the beginning of this year. To be honest, I'm gutted that I've only just heard about it at the beginning of this year. If I'd have known about this when I was 18, then I'd have lived a bit of a better life, really.
What would you say, Kelly? We had a call from Peter just now. He's just come on the phone. He says he had to start work when he was 16 and feels young people have a lot of opportunities. He says, get on your bike.
I've actually worked. I've had quite a lot of jobs. Obviously, Peter, is it?
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything about me. I have had jobs. I've had, I think, about 5-6 jobs. It's just, unfortunately, I haven't been able to keep to them jobs. And there's reasons why I can't work. Mm. So I think I say fair and well say that, but I think you could say that too easily.
So let's look back to those days just when you first came to 4YP. Could you have ever come on to a radio programme then, in those first days?
No.
So what's it given you?
Confidence. Like I say, I suppose I'd call them group leaders who work there. They are just brilliant. They do give you confidence because they respect and listen to you and just make me feel like I can go and do things that I couldn't do before.
Just hang on a second. We've got a phone call. We'll go to Andy in Melford. Hello, Andy.
Hiya.
Hello, what's your point for the ladies?
Hiya, kiddo.
Hello.
I think you're incredible.
Oh, thank you.
No, I think the phone call from Peter was the sort of phone call or the sort of influence to put people away from going to the drop-in centres. That, you know, you're incredible. You got the strength. You went. You couldn't afford the counselling to begin with. I think you're absolutely incredible.
Oh, thank you ever so much.
No, just keep it going. Have the confidence in yourself.